speed the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room.
Everybody, it's voting. It's voting day.
No, it's Veterans Day.
Oh, is it? I know it's something.
Thank you for your service.
No, it's not Veterans Day. Veterans Day was yesterday, but they observe it on today, I guess.
It'd be a long weekend.
No, all I know is my son has been in school one day in 9 days. He was in school last Monday. He was off Tuesday for Election Day. He was off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for teachers' meetings, and now he's off today for vet. I mean, he did fight in the Korean War, to be fair. So, I mean, he should be observing Veterans Day. I mean, God bless. I mean, all I know is when I was young, I was naive. I thought teachers were good people. But now I know all they want is days off. I mean, it's rampant. It's like there's no other word for it. They don't care if the kids fucking learn. They want a day off. They teach the minimum amount. The minimum days is disgusting. Anyway.
All right. Because, you know, one of my kids goes to private school, and they don't get all these days off. Like, they don't get, like, Veterans Day off or whatever. But they get, like, a huge two-week chunk, like, twice in the winter. I guess we can go skiing in Stade or something. You know, we pop open to the Pyrenees, see what's cooking. That little country in the middle of Spain and Portugal. Little teeny tiny country. Nobody knows about it. You blink, you miss it. Not even a traffic.
What's the name of the country?
So the M? See, Carrie, you feel like looking that up. What's that little country?
Madagascar?
No.
No, not Madagascar. How many days off you get from school when you're a kid? Oh, yeah. No, it's a little country. It's in the middle of the Pyrenees. It's like, it's not even a country. It's like a...
Between Spain and Portugal?
Yes.
I think you're making it up.
I'm not. I don't
your
know.
Gigantic
I don't look
dick.
At that or not, but yeah, no, hardly. I got a lot of big dick material tonight. You watch
the guy. The guy, Desmond, said you don't. He says you're lying.
Desmond's full of shit.
No, he's not. He's a complete legit
Dick's
source.
Full of shit when he after sees his boyfriend.
Is it Malta?
Yeah, no, not Malta. It's like, it's in the... You know what I'm talking about? It's like...
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Oh, well, then tell me.
There's no country there. There's just the mountains.
I think there is a little, it's like a little teeny tiny, like it's almost like
like a made up place.
Like it's, oh, Narnia is what I'm thinking of. Hey, it's been a while. It's an oldie.
I think you're thinking of Liechtenstein.
No, no, I know where that is too.
All right.
It's over by Belgium.
Okay. Monaco?
No.
Monaco's on the coast.
Never mind.
There's no, you just make shit up because you want it to be so.
No, because there's a little...
I want there to be a little country in between Spain and Portugal in the mountains.
Right.
I want to go skiing there, and they have their own laws. You can rape and pillage,
yeah, right.
And nobody stops you because it's they have their own
spinning
funny...
Spinning a baby on your fist as you're going over a mogul.
They have their own funny laws in Marnia.
You know, where they wear, like, fezes with, like, beaver pelt fezes and everything.
Yeah, boy.
Everyone's 4'8".
Yeah.
We met the Wu-Tang Clan on Saturday night.
Well, one of the Wu-Tang Clans.
Well, the best one. I thought it was...
See how you lie? See how you just lie? Well, we met the Wu-Tang Clan.
I knew he was going to come in with that. We rehearsed this before on hand. Don't worry about it.
We met one guy who used to be in the Wu-Tang Clan. Now he's a fucking caterer. it's just rampant lies for you. It's like, who cares? No one. Yeah, I realize what you are. You're like an embellisher. You're a salesman. You sell.
Leave my belly out of this.
You sell. You're the sizzle, not the steak. You don't care because you figure no one's gonna fact check you. So you just make up shit.
Well, I was gonna.
I got a big dick. There's countries that I want to be in between. How about the country that's between Italy and fucking Austria?
Vatican.
No, that's Switzerland.
No, he talks to drunk people. I went into the fucking Sullivan's, L. Sullivan's,
right.
To see if Gino was there because I was going to shit on Gino. And we have a gig this Wednesday. Aaron Berg booked the gig. Now he's not doing it.
Oh,
like what the fuck is that? He booked it. I'll show you the text. Can you do the gig? It's going to be great. Then he's not showing up, so I was going to yell at Gino.
Where
I can't really yell at Aaron because he calls in. He's a fucking reliable source.
What are you guys going to do? Where's the gig?
Huh? No, I'm just saying, now I lost my train of thought. Why was I going into the bar?
To find Gino.
No, but before that, there was this.
By the way, Paul Denon's with us, everybody.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
There was something related to that before that. Anyway.
This is like having Thanksgiving dinner with my grandma.
Belishing.
Something about Brian talking to people in the bar.
Bar, drunk people. So you go-
Yeah, because Brian, yeah, you talk to people in a bar. I see of course, Bill Schultz was over there. So I didn't even say hi. As soon as I saw him, I ran for the, plus I had my son with me, so we're going to sit down and have a fucking couple of old fashions. So anyway, so I, thanks, Garrett, by the way. So then I walk in and I'm like, you just make up shit because bar people, you're just all telling tall tales. You just say whatever. No one gives a shit if you're telling the truth. I don't beat my wife. You just say random shit. People are like, hey, he's a good time. He bought me a drink. I'll agree with him.
Well, we met one of the Wu-Tang Clan.
It was the RZA.
I thought it was the other guy.
Yeah, it was Raekwon.
I thought it was Raekwon. I actually said that to him.
All those people kind of look the same.
Yeah, well, all those, hey.
Well, everyone looks the same to him.
It's yeah. True. They're all dark.
They were, yeah. And then, of course, we met Russell Crowe, of course, who does.
Did he lose his house in Malibu?
Yeah, it burned down, right? I didn't even know that. They said that. I think he told me out there, or somebody out there said that.
No, that wasn't. I don't know if that was Russell Crowe. That was the other guy. The other guy who was in. What's the other guy who looks like Russell Crowe? He's like
it's
the.
Like Butler something.
Yeah.
Or right? Butler.
Is it Benson?
Or Butler. He lost his house. Eddie Ift lost his house, but he's not big enough celebrity that they didn't put his picture up. No, he didn't.
Okay.
Would it be funny? Like, Eddie's mad about it, them not getting it.
He doesn't get a mention.
Can't even get a. God damn it. I'm sure it was Jim Jeffries. They would have mentioned him.
So funny. Eddie's, he lives in that little weird neighborhood, and it's like, he's always kind of not quasi bragging. I mean, I'm not shitting on Eddie, but he's like, I'm, because I told him yesterday, I'm like, how are you doing with the fires? And he goes, the bass player from System of a Down and I are going around the houses checking on people. Imagine, like, Eddie's there with his, like, big.
It's Gerard Butler.
Gerard.
Oh, but Will Smith is his neighbor, right?
Will Smith has a massive compound a few miles away from where Eddie lives. So
Will Smith was running like he was in like a scary movie. He's like, everybody, if they tell you to evacuate your house, evacuate. And he was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here too. And then he just ran down the hill like the Roadrunner.
Shit's about
to. It was like shit was going down. I personally love it.
Yeah.
I hate LA, so when I see houses burning down, it does do something for me. I'm like, serves them right. You can't just build a house wherever you want. And have how many people live in California now? 40 million?
Yeah, I don't really feel bad.
They have probably 30 million because they have like, I think they have 50 congressional districts. It's crazy how many people live there. Yeah, I mean, fucking Montana is about the same size and has one congressman.
They can't crack 900 yet.
They have 50, I think they have 55 or something like that congressional districts.
You know, L.A. is like 30 million, the area of L.A.
Yeah, it's sick. So you can't just keep building houses where it never rains.
Right,
there's not going to be a problem? Where it never rains.
I was there for 4 years.
And then the Santa Ana come in and then one dude can burn the whole fucking town by not putting his fucking cigarette out properly.
Probably his vape pen.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, and his, but I think also it's like the areas where, like I was there for 4, and then when it does rain, the ground can't really absorb the moisture.
Right, because it's so hard. The ground's so hard.
Like, no, people aren't supposed to live in California.
No, not that many people. Back in when Dean Martin lived there and those guys, then it was okay. They all went to the fucking Beverly Hills Country Club and played, and then you cross over Wilshire Boulevard to finish the back nine.
As long as the Brown Derby doesn't burn down, I think I'm gonna stay out here for a little while. Lord of mercy.
What a hack!
Yeah.
A lovable blind hack.
The Beverly Hills Hotel smells of sulfur today.
No, but there's not supposed to be that many people there. End of story.
Yep, I'm with you.
One guy tweeted, I was going to retweet it, but I didn't want to get a fucking backlash. One guy tweeted, I really was just classic. His name's Jim Stansel, at Stansel Jim.
Okay.
California is a hedonistic paradise of transients looking for a place where no one knows their past, built on arid land that was never meant to be settled. Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
Israel.
That's not like Israel. Well, not that too far from the.
I mean, Israel. Seriously, the fucking is Israel. What do you call them? Anyway, they should move to fucking Arizona. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that make everybody happy? That's the same climate, right? They have the river there, the Colorado River, instead of the fucking. What do they have in the? What do they have the Red Sea or the fucking.
Hey, my wife has the Red Sea 4 days a month. Am I right, guys?
No, but what do they call that big body of water? Mediterranean?
Yeah, but
it don't matter. They don't have a lot of water.
It's a sliver of unarable land surrounded by people who hate you.
I know, so move.
Right.
Because Arizona, they're close to Hollywood, and they can filter every, right?
Oh, it's so
dry. I mean, it's not complicated, but if that's what they're used to, that's why they say where I live in Jersey City, there's a lot of Indians because it reminds them of Bombay. And I know it's not Bombay. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what it's called now. What?
Mumbai.
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 Mumbai, Maya Batimansi.
Different Mumbai.
Different Mumbai. Mumbai's Bombay was not Bombay's not Mumbai, right?
I actually think you're wearing glasses today to hide your
leery bloodshot.
Bloodshot eyes.
Right.
You got eyes like a dumb dog. Dumb dog eyes.
Dumb dog.
You see a dog and he's like,
it's a rough life.
It is a rough life for a dumb dog.
But yeah, no, I think it'd be funny. Imagine like all these like Israelis like in Arizona just like, you call these falafel? What is this?
No, but they would take over in a week.
Yeah.
They're very industrious. They like to keep busy. Yeah.
There's plenty of Jews, like you get down in Scottsdale and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Chabad anywhere. Yeah. You live in Korea and there's Jews in Korea.
Are like you four. Jewish?
I am, yes.
Ugh.
My mother. Anyway. I don't blame
you. I know I'm never supposed to react like that.
That's the right answer.
I never react properly.
That's a ginger ale shoot on my nose. That would've been great.
Anyway, where are you from here?
Originally from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, but there's not a lot of Jews down there back then, right?
Yeah, like, I guess during like the late 70s, early 80s, there was like a great migration of Jews from Long Island down the East Coast.
Atlanta?
Atlanta, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought they just stayed on the coast.
It's called the Trail of Weinbergs.
Anyway, so
thanks for the blanket.
So you moved there, you from here, and then you moved there, or you were from there?
I moved around I've been kind of moving around for the last 10 years or so.
And you live in Korea now?
I live in Korea right now, yeah.
Why?
A girl.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
She's not even Korean. Koreans can be cute. Although, what are they called?
Koreans are beautiful. I think all the really? Koreans, all the Asian women I dated were Korean.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the big shovel faces.
Yeah, they got big faces. I like that. So okay. They can really take a punch.
They can.
Cover them in cum.
You know what it was? It was I had a girlfriend that was half Asian, and I mean half Korean. Her mom was actually, they met in the war, her dad and mom. She was fucking beautiful, and we dated. And then her sister was even better looking. So then I think I got it. I think that was my tendency, even though they didn't look that Korean. But then I dated a couple other Asian women. Sometimes I just be minding my business, and they come up to me and they start talking to me. So I think I was putting off like a vibe, like I love
DVD.
I like Korean, so but I don't like the skinny face. I like a big face.
Well, then Korea's the place to be.
Yeah.
Like their faces are just kind of bobbleheads.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
He says that when he's here. I'm sure when he's there. Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm even more racist to them, like to their face, because they don't really understand what I'm saying anyway. So I can kind of.
Whose phone is that?
Me, I'm sorry.
It sounds like a Korean ringtone.
Is it my wife?
It's John Curry.
Oh, I'm not talking to him. No, we're talking to Jim. Big show tonight, folks.
They're a real pro.
Look forward to everybody coming out.
Oh, yeah, is it sold out?
We're at cat capacity. We're actually going to open up the roof.
I'm going to go just to see. No,
but Bobby Riggs already told me he's going to come by. He goes, okay, Bobby Riggs. No, Barry Riggs. Barry Ribs.
Bobby Riggs, the tennis player? The one who beat Billie Jean King?
Oh, he's coming. He's doing
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Thank you for your service.
Nothing. Hey, happy Veterans Day, Brian.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Semper Fi.
Hey. I figured because you're a veteran of the porn industry and you're a veteran at getting fucking coughed up your culo.
Yeah. You know. I wish you it's my kind of war, man. I surrender to your culo. I surrender my fist up your culo.
My wife wouldn't have sex with me last night. I was about to jerk off because I was on the Twitter and all these women have these hot pictures of themselves. And I was like, ugh. So I had to do something, you know.
So do you. Jerk off or you?
I started watching. I was about to jerk off. I was like, you know what? I better check because my wife was still kind of awake. So she was in bed, but then I heard she went to the bathroom. So I'm like, I don't want her to come out and be like, oh, you want to fuck me? And then I'd be like, I should have came. Should have came here a minute ago. So I'm like, I better just check. So I went to the bed. I went to the bedroom. I go, you want to whatever? However I worded it, it didn't work. And then I'm like, I don't give a shit either way. I mean, I wanted to, but like if she says no, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to jerk off. I haven't jerked off in a while.
How'd it go?
It was pretty good.
It's fun. What do you got? Did you call us drop that? Or you have anything? You want to say anything else?
What are you? What are you back,
where are you? Where are you?
Santa Wins?
Where are you? Malibu?
Are you with Eddie Yift hosing off his roof?
How's a fire treating you?
Yeah, I'm burning in the California fires right now.
No, you're the guy. You're Ovo. You're the guy down in El Paso, not El Paso. The other one, the Breaking Bad town,
El Paso.
Albuquerque.
They have good strip clubs down there.
I don't know. I've never been to any of them.
Really? How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, all right.
You better if he was 14.
No, if he was 14, that'd be great.
Says the N word hangs up. I go back to school.
It's about what we got.
I look. I look 14, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we come over to my house, all right? I'll check your homework. You know what I mean?
All right, what do you got? Come on, we got stuff to do.
A lot of big agenda today.
That's about it. Hey, Brian, you should have told the RZA. Hey, RZA, do you want some of my jizza?
Oh!
Hey, I didn't have the balls to do it. Thank you.
Say to who? Who's RZA? He hung up or you hung up on him?
Yeah, I hung up on that one.
Good.
It was going somewhere, though. I feel like we were just about to...
Who's RZA?
He's from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, RZA.
Remember when I made the mistake and I said we met all nine of them? Can you imagine?
How many are in there?
There's like nine.
There's nine. I mean,
real?
Yeah.
Do any of them play instruments?
They're under eight.
No, does it matter?
None of them play instruments.
Riz is the talented one, though. He's the producer of everything.
Look at the other guys that live in the same. They're all crack dealers in the projects.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
That's how they got the money to make their first album, right? Selling crack?
Sure.
White people to white kids, and they sell their crappy songs to white people.
Then the CIA gave it to them first, brother. You don't even know how the cycle goes, my man.
CIA.
Open your mind to all the conspiracies out there.
If you believed every conspiracy, I would believe like we're related or something. You can believe, if you're going to believe one, you might as well believe all of them.
I do like
you can just make up whatever the fuck they want to say, and you're like,
I do like creationists, because they're like, the earth is 6,000 years old, and Moses floated around in the Grand Canyon. And you're like, okay.
It's like bar talk.
Okay,
I'll take another one.
Bill Schultz, hey, look at you.
Hey, Bill. Hey. Bill was surrounded by like all these people. They kind of look like familiar, but it's almost like The Shining. We're at the bar at The Shining.
Right.
And you're like, hey, I know that guy. Right. They're all dead. They're all just ghosts.
In the picture at the very end?
Yeah, they're not even real people. Right. I was going to go up to them, but I'm like, why ruin it? I was going to try to get on a Greg Gutfeld show.
Oh, you were.
I tweeted something about getting on Greg because I got the producer's name, and then I tweeted it, and people are like, "You're pathetic." People are trashing me because I asked. I'm like, I had nothing else to do.
Right.
I'm like, hey, can I do your show? Because I think I go on Greg Gutfeld's show, and they might be sympathetic to my.
What's going on with the seller?
My cause. Nothing. Nothing's going on.
So
listen, I'll say I don't know how to get into this. Listen, Yamanika is friends with Aaron Berg. I always want to say Aaron Berg.
Right.
Aaron Berg or Yamanika are friends. But anyway, she started with me yesterday because I was like, oh, whatever. No, because she said, can you put up the clip, Garrett?
Who's Yamanika?
I know black people are tired, though. We really fucking tired. So we just voting for black people right now. And I know white people try to make us feel like, oh, you only voted for Obama because he's black. Fuck yeah. We voting for everything. Jamal, Trey, Ray Ray, Lil Rel, all them niggas, we vote for them. Yeah. If there was a candidate named Niggy Niggerson, I would vote for him. You understand? Like,
that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
White people vote for white people too. That's why the fuck y'all still in power. Ain't enough niggas voting. So we got to get out and vote. Where the camera at?
Right, so you just killed my bit by saying that's pretty funny. You guys are the perfect, you know, like, hey, it's funny when black people say the N word, but if
Niggerson is funny.
Niggy Niggerson's funny. Sorry.
Okay, well, she's probably been saying that since she was like in third grade. Hey, Niggy Niggerson.
He's like a friend of the family, like an.
Yeah, like he's coming over for Thanksgiving. He's coming over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
The point is, I got in trouble from saying it, because, you know, Noam brought it up when he suspended me. They're like, saying the N-word on your show. First of all, it's not even at his club. It's here. It's just behind a paywall, blah, blah, blah. Whether or not I should or should not be saying it, it's like, it's ridiculous that not only does she say it, that's on a promo clip for the Comedy Central Comedy Cellar show. So, and then they had another Sam J. Can you show that? 10/26/18.
Turn in the light.
I got it on my fucking Facebook, and that feels real good. Plus, it got weird once the old people got on it. The old people really shifted the energy. The energy got fucked up. Like, my wall started looking real crazy and shit. Weird groups of people started popping up on my wall, weird images and shit. The deformed baby people started coming along. The people who post the fucked up kids. There's a group of people on Facebook that just post pictures of fucked up babies. Like, it'll be a baby with, like, no face right here, and then, like, an arm growing out his head. And then they'll be like, if this baby's still beautiful. Like, nigga, what? I came here to judge Cardi B, Nicki Minaj beef, and now you got me making moral decisions on this fucking baby.
Hang up on her. The point is, the punchline to that whole bit was, nigga, what?
Yep.
So then from Yamanika the other night, it was, you know, I just tweeted, I said something like, oh, it's black comics can say the N-word and white comics can't. And I go, that's fucked up. But I bleeped out like the you and fucked, because then I go, that's fucked up, because I go, I can't even say that word because Twitter might have me banned. Right. And they might. I got banned for a week for saying cunt. No offense. For saying cunt. So I can't say.
They're a real cunt, though.
So I can't say. They might bleep me for fuck. I might be on their fucking wanted list. You know?
You're like the Lenny Bruce of Twitter.
I'm the Lenny Bruce of Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, he's ranting about like an Article 45.
So anyway, so I said that. I didn't tag her. I didn't tag her or nothing. And then she, a day later, she comes in with, she tagged me. She goes, Kevin Brennan can't understand why white comics can't say the N-word, but black comics can. My question is, why do you want to say it? And of course, his legion of racist, misogynistic fans follow with a thread of, she's an ape and she's not funny. Okay, there was one, she's an ape. That's not really, I don't like that kind of talk.
I don't know.
Then I tweeted back to her because I had to say something. Yeah. You know, I mean, I couldn't just like, I mean, she's looking for, she tagged me. I didn't tag her when I commented. I just commented above the fucking Comedy Central promo.
Now, if you reply,
And then I responded to her. I go, I'm not allowed to say it, but you can't get a laugh without saying it. And that, of course, you know, made her nuts. And then she was like, can you go to her, like, Twitter? She insulted me, like, 10 different ways. And then I took down both tweets because then it was getting ugly. I didn't say shit, but the fans were, like, saying inappropriate things. They were just saying, you know.
It sounds like she went bananas.
She goes, then he follows me. I never want to unfollow so bad in my life. Then somebody goes, there's another one. She says something about.
Yeah, I don't know if she deleted them or something.
Did she?
Maybe I could.
That's like the later ones. She had ones where she said like, no one's been. Somebody goes, yeah. Somebody said to her. He goes, Kevin Brennan got banned. She goes, no one banned him because no one cared about him since 1982. So see if you can find all the insults. She insulted me like 10 different ways. Then one guy jumps in. He goes, talking about me. He's a 55-year-old desperate comedian. Beat a lion. He's a dog. I actually think he's funny. Make up your mind. Nigga, please. but like most white comics, they're bitter. Upset about diversity. Upset about Me Too. Low-key MAGA heads. Let them be upset. Block your trolls. You keep them being great. Fuck them. Anyway, so I'm like, and then I know she's friends with Burke, so I don't want to make an ugly. And plus, after the Leslie Jones thing, it looks like I'm just going after fucking, you know, apes.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm kidding.
Just monkeying around.
No, what I'm saying. No, but I mean, I'm not a fan of it. You don't call it. That's a cheap shot, obviously. And I didn't say it. And I don't approve of that kind
of
talk.
Of course not.
Except, you know.
Whenever you open your mouth every third sentence.
No, I'm against it.
Of course.
Just have that stricken from the record. I could have made a joke about, her weight. Like, I just kept it. I just said, like, listen, you can say the N-word. And the N-word's, like, interesting because if you're a white guy, I was telling John and Gary before the show, I go, if I was a black dude in an office, I would walk in every Monday. I go, well, good morning, niggers. And anybody who said good morning back, they get fired because they're complicit in that kind of talk. You know what I mean? Because if you're black, you can say whatever you want. If you're white, you can't think it. You can't say it. You'll get fired. These guys. So if you're white and you say it, it's a horrible word. But if you're black and you say it, it's hilarious. And then, like, it's an amazing word. It's like a shalom. Shalom doesn't it mean everything? Hello, goodbye. Did you eat?
That's it.
I have to shit my pants. But I'm saying it's like this amazing word. Like in one person's hand, it's like you'll get fired. Even if you're somehow associated with it, if you're a black dude, they put it on the promo clip. That's not just in their show. That's on the Comedy Central Twitter feed. This is what they want you to see. And they bleep out the word. You know, it's beyond a double standard. It's like it's confusing. So Comedy Central's doing it because they're like, and the Comedy Central's doing it because like, look, isn't it edgy?
They're trolling for clicks too. It's a clickbait.
No, I know. They're like, isn't it edgy? We get white because I know it's black dudes have been saying it for years, so that's kind of hacky. So now they're like, white black women are doing it. Isn't that edgy? It's like, it's crazy, isn't it? It's just I've had it. I'm like disgusted with it. I mean, basically, Noam said I'm like in trouble because I say the N word on the show.
I thought the reason was the Leslie Jones thing.
No, it was that, but it's also like it's just that tonally they don't approve. But this is their show on Comedy Central. Like, yeah, load it up.
Maybe you should switch to the Jews. Maybe you switch to the Jews.
No, because he's Jewish.
Oh yeah, that's sticky.
So I'm like, I don't even know what's my show.
I feel like
we got to listen to you talk about Jim Jeffries and doing puns.
What's that, buddy?
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't know I was talking to you. No, it's just like you reach a point where you're like, okay, I mean, what's the, you know?
Right.
Like if you're like I'm not even saying if you're a white dude, but it's like everyone, it's like now, like women, like you just sit there, you go like, I don't even know what the fuck. Like if I wasn't a comic, I wouldn't, there's no way I would do it because it's like, for what? You just sit there like you got to be like, what can I say? What words can I say? Like, can I say this? I mean, women are offended by everything. Granted, I'm not saying they don't have a right, but it's like the double standard is fucking ridiculous. You're a lawyer. You're probably a lawyer, right? No, you're Israeli. I assume you're a lawyer, a doctor, right?
Accountant.
He's Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
Are you an accountant?
Yes.
Okay, well, that at least that's one of the top five answers on the board.
It's one of them, yeah. No.
So the point is that I just see this, and I'm like, and Yamanika's friends. I don't even know Yamanika. I mean, I've run into her a couple times at the club, but it's like, I know she's friends with Aaron Berg, and I'm like, listen,
show
man.
Me athlete.
No, also, another thing is they, black, like, I troll other people. I troll Bill Burr. I troll all kinds of people. If you say something about a black person, they instantly come back at you.
Who's they exactly? Is it just
Chris Red? I said something about him because
other people on Twitter.
No, just people. Chris Red's a guy on SNL, and I tweeted that when Kanye went up there, and somebody said to him, like somebody said to Chris Red, oh, you, and Chris Red's like, I wasn't there, but if I was there, I wouldn't have stood for that shit. And I'm like, yeah. And then I retweet. I go, you would have done the same thing that fucking hack Colin Jost did, and you would have stood there like a bitch or something like that. I don't even think it was that aggressive. And he came back. He went to me through Facebook, and that's private to me. No, he went to me through Facebook. He's like, anytime, any place. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, are you serious? So I think it's like also because of the Trump and the Me Too stuff and all this shit, they're like, black people are like on a fucking hair-triggered fucking response, whatever word I'm trying to say. Like, they're like, don't fucking say. And Yamanika says on her fucking, right, Garrett? Yamanika says on her Twitter profile, this ain't no PC shit here. I'm a comedian, so I'm not going to tolerate no PC shit. And then I say one thing about like, wait, white guys can't say it. And she's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? It's fucking ridiculous. Are you, right? Do you see my point?
It's more of an urban, like an aggressive response. Like that's kind of like that is.
Right. That's why there's fights in the NBA. Because as soon as they get the least bit disrespected, they're like, I want to fight you. I'm like, I get it. Right. Warning. I'm a comic and this is a comics page. If you're in your feelings, then this isn't the place for you. Because no PC, BC, BS here. So it's like she decides what's PC. You know, because she didn't like my thing because I'm white. So it's like she decides, fuck her. She's a fucking, you know what?
There you go.
Yeah, I can't even say it because I'm like, resolved. I'm a.
I think we worked this through.
I want to keep it professional, but like, you know, out of respect for Aaron Berg. But it's like, it's the double standard is fucking disgusting.
You think
it's
that she
fucking
got to
disgusting.
You think she got to Aaron Berg, and that's why he's canceling the show because he's afraid to be.
No, isn't right. Aaron Berg's no, he canceled it way before this. I just think it's like, and then she's like, I got nothing. She insulted me like 10 different ways. I was like, I'm not even getting involved. Like, she's like, you know, she said, like, I'm fucking, like, I don't know. A lot of bad insults.
Sounds like
she deleted them all?
Yeah, I even looked at her replies, and there was, you know, like one or two to you, but nothing really bad.
Yeah, she kept insulting me. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Insult me.
Cooler heads prevail. Sounds like cooler heads prevail. Maybe she felt badly about it.
I didn't even say she was fat. Like, I mean, it's sitting right there. It's literally the elephant in the room. And I didn't say it.
Way to take the high road.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm just trying to make a point. And my point is that it's just like, I basically got fired. Part of the reason I'm suspended is because I'm saying bad words, you know. But I'm not on Joe Rogan. I don't have 5 million followers, and I'm like, so yeah, use the N word. I'm like, I just he started it. My blind sidekick.
He has nothing to lose.
No, everybody meets Black.
He has nothing to lose. So it's like, so we just do it as a joke. We're not, my wife's Blackish, you know? I mean, all, it's not mean-spirited. We're just doing it. We're doing it because we can't do it.
Name of the show is
We're just being bad. We're just being bad.
You've used it a couple of times today, which apparently is kind of a no-no now, which I'm trying to, you know.
I'm not. I'm just using it in a context of, like, as a joke. Again, I never say, like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That word is so incendiary. Huh? I think it's actually context-free. I don't know, because anybody could pull it out, and they can go, look what he said, and even though you're just saying that person, you're quoting somebody or something like that, you're just fucked. You're fucked. But
that's what I'm saying. You can't say it. Like, I said it in context. I said, like, if I was a Black dude, I would walk into work and say, so I'm doing it as a bit.
Right. It's a bit. Right. But if you take off, if you put quotes around that, then all of a sudden it becomes something that you said. And then it's there. All I'm saying is you can't win with that word. You just can't win. And, like, maybe in 300 years.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Do you really want to go there? Namely, because I've treated you with nothing but respect. So let's be clear. Do you really want to go there with me about who is funny and not funny without what? Don't pick with me because you're in a mood, Kevin. I you know, whatever.
I was like, you two are fucking or something. Honestly. She could turn on to Adam. It's like she's Adam's type. She likes him. He likes him big and Black. So anyway.
No, the point is, yeah, it's a big bad word, but it's like the fact that their Comedy Central's using it as, like, it's just sad. It's like sad. It's just like, okay, well, we know because white people can't even fucking, they can't even think it. You could probably get, if you look like you're thinking the N word, you could probably get fired, right?
I mean, I'm
if they read your mind. If they read your mind, be like, hey, Joel. I'm just calling you Joel.
It's fine.
Hey, Joel, do you think it's, what were you thinking at lunch when you were just daydreaming? Did you have any bad words in your head? I got an elevator today. It's like there's a woman there, and then it's just me and a woman, and luckily my son was there. Because if it's just me and a woman, I feel like I should blow the rape whistle on myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So luckily she's like, oh, this guy has a son. And then my son fucking tapped her in the ass on the way out. Yeah,
good for him.
And they're like, we ain't fucking around, yo. No, it's like endless. Where, like, I'm, you know, you can't say that. You can't say that. You know, blah blah. I know they get shit on, but it's like she came at me so aggressively. Same thing with Leslie Jones. She came at me so aggressively, and basically I didn't even do anything. I just made a comment. I commented that Leslie Jones was loud, and I didn't even tag Yamanika. It wasn't her tweet. It was a Comedy Central tweet about the fact that that black white comics can't say it. But not only that, you can't say anything. You can't say anything.
I just don't say it. You're just kind of playing into exactly what they want. You kind of give them a very easy, like, platform to stand on if you say it, and then they can be like,
yeah, but I'm not saying it like they think we're saying it. I'm saying it as a joke. Brian's blind and drunk. He's
stone cold sober right now.
I know. That's why you
first.
No, it's just like, first of all, we never say it with hate. I don't have hate in my heart towards that.
Well, it's hard to read context.
I've never called anybody that word, but I've said it. You know what I mean? Like, I've never said that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But I was thinking the whole idea of the N-word is corny. Just like that word or something. I don't know. Whatever.
We say it because we can't say it.
Anyway, I know. But I just think kind of this is like a loop that we kind of get into here because we're never going to resolve it. And it's like...
No, it's just, first of all, but it's like from a business point of view, it's just like, I mean, as a comic now, I feel like, you know... Whatever. It's like I'm probably have to gonna give up comedy because it's like I go to a comedy club, especially in New York. It's like they're all like no one's married, nobody has kids, so it's like all the shit I want to talk about. Not that I want to talk about, but that comes like into my head. They're like, well, we want to hear guys do about dating and being on fucking apps and shit. So it's like, and then if you want to talk about anything that's like the least bit like you know something, they're like, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. Like if you're gay. If you're a black lesbian, you can just say whatever the fuck you want. Like, I'm not even kidding.
If you want it, tonight's Laugh or Sight benefit on November 12th at the Laugh Factory, Gotham Comedy Club.
I hope everybody's going on their phone.
Yeah, right?
Laugh Factory. I thought it was burned to the ground.
Sunset. But maybe you want to give me a prepared statement. I'll get to Jeffrey Gurian. We'll get him involved. We'll have him. He'll be like the
No, you can't. Like Joel said, you can't win with this stuff. You can't win.
I think I said
it. You can't win. As a white guy in this today, 2018, you can't win. And I knew this. My kids are not white. My kids are not white for that reason.
What are your kids?
They're mixed. They're half Panamanian, half me.
Panamanians are kind of like the...
Go ahead.
The I was going to say the niggers of Colombia.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Did you just really say that? We're trying to keep a...
Well, that's in context, right? It's true, though.
If we say it in context.
They created that country after the Spanish-American War, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, basically, like, Teddy Roosevelt, like, floated in, like Panama was like the Mississippi of Colombia. It was like a shitty, gross state. And then the U.S. came in and helped them.
I wish my wife was here to beat the fuck out of you. you can't. If you say anything bad about Panama, she goes fucking nuts. Even she's still mad at George Bush the first because he was disrespectful to Panama. Whatever. I don't even know. But she remembers she saw some documentary about Noriega. They were on Noriega's side or whatever. Who gives a fuck? Down there, nobody even knows what's going on. They got the fucking in the jungle. You know, they're all fighting over drugs and shit. Nobody knows who's in charge and, depending on what day of the week it is. You know what I mean?
I lived there for a while. There's a lot of Jews.
In Panama?
Yeah. It was the world's first tax haven, so.
Oh, right. Plus, there are always a lot of Americans because of the canal.
Not anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, we give it back to them.
No, but I'm saying for years and years and years, it was a melting pot because of the canal. Sure. Some people would just jump off the ship and stay there. Coming from other lands.
Is it just a straight-ahead canal? Is it just like...
Yeah, it's just a... It's, yeah, it's a yeah,
it's
canal.
It's amazing, right? Yeah. And now they're building another one, right? Or is it already done?
No, that would be really stupid.
No, they built another one.
Built another canal?
Yeah.
I think they tried to widen that one, but I don't think...
I know they did something. One. I think they built another one. I honestly think that they built another one because they didn't have the room. I mean, they it was just too crowded. It's like building another lane on a highway.
They're widening it because ships have gotten bigger in the last century.
I'll bet you they built another one.
Ah, my clipper ship is full of exotic slaves.
No, my father-in-law is real dark, and my sister-in-law is dark, too. So, I mean, my wife's like the lightest in the family. That's not why I picked her. I didn't meet the whole family.
Line them up!
Somebody stole my wallet, and her whole family showed up with the fucking...
All right. I'll marry that one.
Mike, I think it was number two.
Yeah, number two.
I like that culo.
Yeah, turn around. Watch out. You like the front, now check out the back.
I better be careful with my son here. Anyway, so, it's exhausting. Like, I'm sure people are like, don't talk about it. I don't know what else to talk about. But it's like, really? The fact that they're, you're right, it is clickbait. It's clickbait. And like, look at what she's saying. She's saying bad words. Also, white audiences all laugh because it's like they get that nervous laughter. If it's funny, it's funny. If it's like nervous laughter, it's combined with the nervous laughter. You know?
I don't think the N-word's that funny, but it's really funny when you start using like old-timey racism.
Like, can you cite an example in context?
These quadroons are running around here. That stuff gets funny. And then if you force the other person to repeat that, like they can't really say anything about that. They can get upset about the N word, but if you just swap it out with some real goofy old timey,
but you'll still get fired, right? What do the Italians call the black people?
Titsun.
No, the way they call them, Mugnon. Yeah. Also, if you say Mugnon, if you're at work, you'll get fired.
Yeah, probably.
So it's almost like black people are almost using their free speech to get white people in trouble, and that's why white people are becoming robots because we're like we're not gonna fall for it. You know what I mean? We know you can say whatever you want, but if we say it, we'll get fired. So it is weird. It must be weird. That's why when you go to the Comedy Cellar or whatever, where a lot of white people, a lot of professional people, they're the tightest audiences for the most part. Not always, but a lot of times because they're afraid to laugh at shit that's like inappropriate because that's their program. That's how they're programmed at their job. Like, just don't even laugh. Just pretend like you didn't hear it. You don't see color.
Right.
When you see a black person at your job steal your Snickers bar, you know, when you step away to go to the bathroom.
They pack with peanuts. They really satisfy.
So you have to not see it. It's like the Woody Allen joke. Who should they steal from if not from us? Yeah. His parents.
Oh, yeah.
With the maid. Who should they steal from?
But it's also like the thing is the reason why black people have historically gotten such a raw deal is because like I'm of Irish extraction. The Irish were the first black people in America. You know what I mean? So they used to just
black people were.
No, they used to actually fly. And I'm talking like this is early 17th century. They would come over and these British.
Is this like the fake country in between?
No. This could be looked up if you really care. But there is a little country. I'll get somebody else on that. But,
is it Andorra?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Double guns. You come in the show tonight. I got a free ticket for you.
Busy. Sorry.
Fuck off.
Wait, Angora?
It'd be great if like...
Andorra with a D.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like this tiny...
The Angora Hills, I think, burnt down in the fire.
Angora Hills. I lived there for a little bit. You know, so there, Harry Nilsson. Everybody is talking about me, but they used to fly. They used to take their little Harry Nilsson. Remember?
Oh, him? Harry Nilsson. Gotcha.
That is tiny.
Yeah, a little teen tiny. But they have an Applebee's, which I thought was weird.
Where, the Gore Hills?
No. Gore Hills definitely has a Chili's. But they, you go, and they would just kind of take these little British ships. They were slave ships, and they just grab.
You know, be funny. You know, be funny when the Kardashians were all burning down, and as their bodies burnt down, the only thing would stay with their tits and their ass.
They're popping off.
And it's like, oh my god! It's like a fucking sci-fi movie. Like, what? What's gonna burn first? My skin or these implants?
But
what were you saying?
I was saying that they would impress. They would grab. Irish, you know, Irish, they spoke Gaelic. They were not, like, considered people by the English. So, like, Irish were, like, the first slaves in America. But then because we're white and I kind of look like I'm English or whatever, then we assimilated. And then the Italians were blacks in, like, the 1880s, and they started coming over. But black people
careful,
are...
Keith is here.
Right. But what I'm saying is like, there's always been, but black people are black-colored.
No, so, I get it. It's easy to be racist because you can see that
right,
they are.
Exactly.
Like, even our Jew, I didn't know you were a Jew because you weren't wearing your Jew hat.
Have,
it was
right.
Saturday, I would know. But I'm saying, no, I get it. I get it all. I get it's easy to be racist against somebody if you know that they're a different color, you know? Right. So I get they're pissed and everything, but it's getting too much because like of it's getting too much where like you can't like I didn't do anything. I never had slaves. No. I was never inappropriate with women except that one time at the Jersey Shore. But I mean, it's like you got to be so careful. And like even on like I said on the elevator, like it's tense. If you're there with a woman by yourself, it's fucking tense because you're like I can't say to her, I can't speak to her. Like if I go to reach the numbers and I like you know her tickets in a way or something like that. I'm kidding, of course, but I'm saying like it's just like all this shit where you're like. Do you even hug people? I'm not a hugger anyway, but like if you go to a comedy club and you like hug somebody, it's almost like where was your hand? It's like it's fucking crazy, you know? It's going too far, is my point. It's like when something like, you know, when they got the unions in this country, they're like and then unions like the fucking teachers' unions, they're so powerful, they never teach. And like I was talking to one of the guys in the booth, I don't want to incriminate him, but he said his parents were all teachers, and it's like they get fucking pensions for it. They make $50,000 a year in a pension.
Right.
They're like set for life. It's like being a fucking cop, you know. And it's dangerous, but it's like it's a good fucking job because you get the whole summer off. Anybody that's kids should be a fucking teacher. So I'm saying like now it's gone too far. We're like you can't do anything. And then come here, black lesbian, say whatever the fuck you want, and people are like. It's not even entertaining. It's just fucking like, nigger, what? That's the punchline. Come on, man.
If I was a cop, they would call me the rule breaker because I would not play by the rules.
I feel like the guy in every Clint Eastwood movie when he's like a cop in San Francisco.
Right.
And his boss calls him and he goes, "You're suspended for 2 weeks." Right. And like, but the difference is they didn't have Twitter back then when he got suspended.
You can have my badge.
Harry be on Twitter.
I can't have my badge. You can have my badge. You can't have my gun. And you just storm out.
Yeah.
Maybe like I'll break a window when you're out with a gun.
Yeah.
Table.
My point is I'm not racist because racist people they wouldn't. You know, what I mean, I'm not racist. I'm not. I'm a little misogynistic, but you know,
it's all cunts.
Like,
am I right, guys?
No, but I'm just saying, like to just you get painted with a fucking brush. But black people have been painted with a brush forever, so I guess it's payback for them. You know, like all white people are the same because we thought all black people were the same. We even said they looked alike. I don't know if they're saying that about us. We don't look alike, do we?
No, we absolutely do.
No.
I mean, yes, to the right.
You
to
don't.
Trained eye.
All right. Well, remember Adam's girlfriend would always go around and say, well, but she hates white people, and she's Indian. It's like, really?
She hates white people?
Hated white people. They're broken up now, so it's fine. But she'd be like, she would come home, and Adam would be
Adam's
laying
like, fucking her. She's like, I hate you.
Adam's the whitest guy I've ever seen.
Adam's like the sweetest guy, too.
Sweet little muscular boy.
And so she...
And
she, why you say he's muscular? Then your hand goes on your dick.
No,
it's like a reflex.
Shoes are still there. I'm dripping a little bit. I get this HPV checked out.
No, but it's like. But you if she says that, it's funny, you know.
Can you tell the HPV story, please?
The HPV story.
Yeah, which one? Remember, should I just tell it? Okay?
I don't know.
It's not with new people. It's old people.
You guys, just so you know, we're not waiting for a better guest.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right.
No, I'm just saying he's not a professional. You're not in show business, right?
Huge fan, though.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a huge fan.
He does Patreon for MLC and us and Compound. And
no way.
I'm hooked.
He's
got a lot of money.
Man,
he's Gold Star. So
he collected all the rents.
So he's got a...
Yes. I took the money lenders out of the church.
See, the jokes still work.
Totally. So he was... So this is like...
They don't.
This is like years ago, and Paul...
I think the point is I'm a hack, and none of my jokes work.
Stop that sentence right there. I'm a hack. Pointing. I'm a racist hack.
Go ahead, caller.
What you do is you go in, and Paul gave this girl HPV. You know, had unprotected sex with her, and he gave her HPV.
Where? In Korea?
In her asshole. No, this is in New York years ago. But then he went to the Apple store, and he bought her an iPod, or iPad Nano, because you're cheap. A good little one. And he had it engraved, "Sorry I gave you HPV."
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does she know you get HPV? You get it from shaking someone's hand. That's what a doctor told me.
Really,
everybody
easy.
Has it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
How do you know you? How do you know you gave it to her?
She seemed pretty certain about it.
Okay, well they all are because
I know you know
all women when they get some kind of venereal disease.
That's why I gave her the iPod Nano, not the full iPod.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Exactly.
No, you didn't give her AIDS.
No.
You give her AIDS, you get her the fucking
laptop.
You get her the Macintosh.
Yeah. It's definitely a laptop.
Hey, Big A's here.
Hey, everybody. Good. Thanks.
Big A.
Thanks. Yeah, no. I mean, most women's vaginas in New York are like big garbage bags anyway, so it's just kind of like you never know what's going on in there. That's why I'm a fister.
Part of your wedding vows?
I get some good bits tonight. I can't wait to be hosting.
Oh, you're hosting.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be
I'm doing 40 minutes at the top.
Disaster.
Krista Stefano, thank you for helping
gonna
with that.
It's going to be a disaster.
It's going to be great. So, yeah, we're having a good time. And then, of course, Russell Crowe is going to be there.
Russell Crowe?
He's not coming. We met him on Saturday. Good people.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. How did Jim Jefferies? You were backstage?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We didn't even go to the...
Before and after?
Well, we would have been before, but we literally could not find the theater. We walked around the garden.
It's hard, yeah, because there's a lot of exits.
Three times.
A lot of entrances.
Yeah.
Nice. Most of them are for the garden. For the main...
And they were doing Billy Joel.
And...
The same night?
Yeah.
With Billy Joel as part of the comedy festival? First of all, this comedy festival is a joke. I mean, no pun intended, because it's like they had someone, I forget who was there Saturday night, and it was basically, Maron was, I think, on Saturday night, and they have Jim Jefferies at the same, it's like New York's not that kind of place where people are like, you know what I mean? Everyone's here visiting from somewhere. They're not looking to fucking be part of a New York comedy fucking festival. It's not like the Yankees.
It was a thing.
Huh?
It was a thing.
They're trying to, but it's like the city doesn't rally around it. Like in Montreal, everybody knows about it.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah, and here it's like people, it's just fucking dumb, you know? And then Bill Burr was already, Keith is walking out too.
Everyone's done. The whole place is gone. Yeah, you're in charge now.
Something on fire. Keith grabbed all valuables and just walked
running
out.
Running out there with hard drives and stuff. We're getting raided. Uh-oh.
Here's another thing about Mike Birbiglia.
Yep.
He was doing a one-man show somewhere. Here's another thing. Every night there's a
tweet. Probably a broom closet. Am I right, guys?
Every night there's a tweet and only he has all these, like, Jim Gaffigan and Ben Stiller. And it's like... These people are like, is this, I guess it's supposed to sell tickets, like if Ben Stiller went to your show and he said it's terrific. I mean, I saw Mike Birbiglia practice for the show with the Cellar. It was like, people are like, it's the best show I've ever seen. It's like, I guess you haven't been seen on many shows. It's just a flat out fucking lie, but it's like, but that's what they do. They get celebrities and are like, so Russell Crowe comes to see.
Russell and Jim have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, I know, but it's still like celebrities coming to see celebrities. Like, I'm a little confused by that.
Like when Madonna came to see Amy Schumer and she opened up for Amy, she announced Amy.
No, but that's different because that's a seller. I'm talking about like when you do a show somewhere and then like, look who came to my, look who took the time to come to my show. It seems like a little. Am I missing something?
Shows you swing a little bit of dick, I guess, and like the
that people come by because you're that important in show business.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when people take pictures of themselves on planes, it's always in business class. You know what I mean? No one's ever like in the middle row in Southwest, like Zone 4. You know, selfie. You know, yeah. It's always like, you know, you're gonna open
with that tonight at Gotham.
I got a great bit about how when I lost my vision, I used to love to drive and also read, and sometimes I would do both.
Oh,
it's gonna fight, kill.
It's gonna be all blind people jokes, right? Because it's a cipher.
I know there is a guy coming.
Is it Cipher Silence? What is it?
Tonight it will be. Cipher crickets chirping. No, it's laugh for sight. So,
by the way, I got to go right after the show. So if I no, because I gotta take my son to his class.
I gotta get my tuxedo
class, huh?
I gotta get my tuxedo.
Oh, you got to rush there to get your tuxedo.
I gotta get home and whatever.
I'm saying if you're like, hey, are you, I'm not being rude when I leave right after the show. I really gotta go because
cool. Me too. I'll beat you to the elevator.
My wife. Elevator races with Brian McCarthy.
Not like we like,
man, what is this? What am I?
We don't hang out like Seinfeld at the diner after the show for an hour anyway. You know? What do you think? Do you think the soup is good here? I don't know. I can't. I like soup. Why don't you like soup?
George or
it's like a Jackie Mason George. Not anything. Why am I even here? I'm not doing the
show. Know, for the record, you know, I'm anti N-word. Just for the record. Because I want to clear the palate of the...
A late dollar short. The new show on Compound Media, folks.
Like, I could have been a troll. I didn't troll her. And, like, I was like, I just wanted to say my piece. You know, I just want to say my piece. And it's like, it just...
Here's what I predict. I predict we are in the bottom of the ninth for your career in comedy. And I think you're making a smart decision. I'm not even kidding because I can give good advice. You put that handsome little boy of yours and you get him cleaned up, keep him thin, you know what I mean? Not too many, you know, got to keep his body looking good. And let's get him out there and you can make a stage mom. You're like in those elevators, like you're putting like mascara on him and like maybe like fixing his hair a little bit, you know, and he can be like the next...
You think?
Boy, like bean something, you know, like the next little boy with like a... I mean, está bueno!
All kidding aside, that's who they want. They want kids that are like,
exactly,
like racially ambiguous.
Sure, they're mixed race. That's
because right. Yeah, they don't, because it's like they with curly hair. They just want somewhere where you can't go, oh, white person, or right. they want everyone to be a little bit like, oh, he's just a good looking kid, yeah, and he's racially ambiguous.
And then your wife's not working either. You could get her out there. You'd be like, mommy, mi estómago está malo. Con Pepto Bismol.
I told my wife I can always Uber. And she goes, you don't even have a car. I go, yeah, but they give you a car. You just have to get a car. You know what I mean? She goes, you don't. She goes, you're not a people person. I'm like, yeah, but Uber, you just have to drive them. I mean, if they talk to you.
Occasionally get murdered by them.
Yeah, occasionally. Okay. I have life insurance. Uh-huh. I'd rather be murdered than to have to put up with this double standard of words I cannot say. That's how I feel. That's how strong
one
that
word
feels.
That you really can't say?
Huh? No, I can't say the C word. I can't say the F word.
Yeah. Huh?
Sure, like on stage, you can say cunt.
No, absolutely not.
You kidding me? What if you're like, what if you're hosting? You go, this next cunt is a real big fat.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I said it one time in like in the early 1990s. There's this comic, Kenya Bennett, and she was a real, you know what? Uh-huh. So I go, she did her set. I think she was bitching at me because she didn't get up earlier. It was an open mic. I ran an open mic.
All right.
And that's why I met Sarah Silverman. Anyway, so Kenya Bennett. You know, she, whatever. I put her on late. She was bitching about me. That was basically her act. So when I brought her off, I go, keep it going for that cunt. So,
it's all right.
Barry Katz suspended me. I just remember that was the first suspension I ever got. Barry Katz suspended me for a month. He goes, yeah, we're gonna give you a break. He goes, you can't say that. And Barry Katz now he's a big time fucking manager. He was Louis' manager, Dave Chappelle's manager.
He was everybody's.
Dane Cook's manager.
Now who is he?
I think he's still managing that guy who does the Fox, the impressions, Frank Caliendo.
Okay.
He's still his manager. Can you go to his Twitter? He actually had a cool picture. He had a bail out of Malibu, too, and he had a cool picture about literally in the background. He goes, I'm stuck in traffic, and here comes the fire. Like, he was literally took the picture from PCH, probably, and you could see the fucking fire burning, like, not far from them. So that was fucked up because, again, there's no way out. I mean, at rush hour, any day, any time of day in L.A., there's traffic bad. So when you had to evacuate, I can't wait. That would be an excellent movie. Would that not be an excellent movie? Like, they have to evacuate and people just die in their car because they have to run into the ocean and not burn to death? At least they have an ocean there.
Was it Frank with all his puppets? They were like on flaming puppets. He's got like puppets. And he's like, we're all going to die. Oh, no. Oh, no. We got to get away from the fire. Fire because I like hamburgers. You don't like hamburgers. He's like starting to do like being a kid's
life. I was going to tweet to Barry. Like, I tweeted to him, good luck, you know, all the best. But I was going to tweet, hey, man, you were a good manager. I was a bad client. Like, he was about to die. Right. And like, hey, know our feelings. Because he was my manager for a little bit. So I was going to be like, hey, man, you're a good manager. I was a bad. It was me, not you.
I had my aunt died a horrible death. She was in a she had lung cancer and she was in one of those mechanical beds with an oxygen tent over it.
Right.
And the motor like sparked. So she literally burned to death in the oxygen tank, and it burned like half
probably,
the house.
It probably burned quick, right?
Oh, yeah, it went up quick. Yeah, yeah. And then it like, burned half the house and her husband. So then my grandfather, like, was a very funny guy. He says to her husband, she's been dead for like 3 days and trying to figure out arrangements. And he goes, look, I know that you're not doing that well, like financially, he goes, but just think about it, you probably won't have to pay for like the whole cremation. Like, we're kind of, it's already started. So, like,
you got to keep your sense of humor.
Yeah. Laugh or cry.
Yeah, laugh or cry. Or laugh or sight tonight at the Gotham Comedy Club at 7
also,
o'clock.
So, you know, also, to be fair to us on today's show, we weren't the first person to say the M word. So I think that might be a good theme to, like, find some a black person saying the M word. And then they broke the.
You kind of lead into
the,
it a little bit.
They break the cherry, so to speak.
But, you know, and also, I would love to see, like, a hidden camera of you walking up to people, like, awkwardly and being like, can you come upstairs and say the N word on my show just to kick it off?
I'm just saying, I'm a fan of free speech, you know. I'm a fan of free speech. I'm not very good at it.
Exactly.
I'm saying, like,
not of enunciation.
I'm a fan. I don't like to be told what to do.
Sure.
Period. I don't like by my parents, by anybody. I don't like to be told what to do. Especially if it's like, well, he can do it because I'm one of 10 kids. So it's also like, he can do it, but you can't do it. Because I was like, I think being the third of 10, you know, they would let my older sister, my older brother do stuff. And then they would come to me and they go, oh, we learned from them that you can't do it. You know what I mean? I basically had to deal with that my whole life. So now it's like, oh, well, we can't say it because there's guys, and people on Twitter are bad. They're people throwing in fucking bad words. So that's why I had to delete the fucking tweets, because people are throwing in bad words. So it's like, I'm not a fan of bad words, but I'm not a fan of like, well, you must be a racist because, you know, you say the word, or we say it, but we're cool, but you can't say it. It's just, it's fucking whatever. And like, I must be a rapist because I'm a white dude. You know, because I go to Louis C.K. all his jerk off parties.
You what studio is it? Udahagen, Meisner, Stella Adler. What are we studying for the young boy? What's the process we're going to be? All right, be funny. Like, he starts like wearing a beret and stuff, like walking around like reading like Moliere and stuff. You know?
Actually, it was good. I did his lines with him last night. Okay. He was pretty good.
Okay, cool.
My wife's like, practice. I go. I'm an actor. I'll show you how to practice.
Is it that famous scene from Raging
Bull? Fuck my wife.
Shit! Yeah. You fuck my wife? No, come on.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck my wife.
Because I go, Daniel, that's not his real name. That's his stage name. But I said, like, listen, what you have to do, if you know your lines, I'll read them. I'll read the guy before you, the scene that you're with. That's how you know if you know your lines. So if I'm the guy, and then you know what to say after I do my lines. And he was good at it. So he might be a natural. That's the number one thing about, seriously, the number one thing about being an actor is being able to memorize your lines, because that's like 90% of the battle. Then can you make your face twitch a little bit or cry?
Right. Show up on time and know your lines.
Yeah, show up on time. Is that what they say?
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
Show. This guy's a real Jew. This guy's a legit Jew. He knows show business.
The smartest guys I know in the room.
Show up on time. Skeevy's blind and drunk. He shows up on time. Yeah. People go, get rid of him. I go, he shows up on time.
I can't
really get rid of him if he shows up on time.
Kimmer once dressed as Darth Vader.
He shows up on time. He knows his lines, even though we don't have any.
I don't know the kinds of lines I like, mate.
Am I right? Jim Jeffries?
Jeffries.
Did you guys do a little blow?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I did a lot.
Yeah. Were you there, too?
Yes.
And you did blow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Where'd you get the blow?
Around the show?
Yeah.
Right. I'll say one thing. If you see a gray Hyundai Elantra about 1998 idling somewhere in the annals of Park Slope, I don't know what you're talking about.
An annals or anals? Go ahead, caller.
What you got? Favorite Veterans Day memory?
Hello, boys.
Hey. What's happening?
Did you see the game last night? We own you.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You know, it's fucked up. I just realized life doesn't want me to have any pleasure because... I was keeping track of the game online, and then, you know, I'm like, the Eagles are gonna win this because they were started out behind, they kept tying it, and I'm like, Dallas is gonna choke, so I'm like, let me turn on the game to watch the Eagles beat the Cowboys because I hate the Cowboys, and then of course I watch at the last possession and they get stopped. I'm like, I'm like, what am I even doing? If I had a gun, I would just blow my brains out because I'm like, I'll never have any. I just want to watch a minute of the fucking game to get a little pleasure to watch the Eagles beat my hated Cowboys, and they fucking choked.
Yeah, you know something? You're right. Everybody thought that the Eagles were just going to wipe the floor with them. And let me tell you something. I was pacing back and forth on the floor the whole night.
Such a manly conversation with you two.
He pulled it out, blew me away.
They have a lot of weapons.
I mean, you know, look, you ever listen to that show, The Fair One, on Wednesdays? Those guys are from Philly. You ever talk to them?
No.
No.
And they're from Philadelphia, too. I can't wait to call them on Wednesday and tear them a new one. But it's a good show, The Fair One, without a doubt. You know, Stan Lee just bought it.
Oh, yeah, Stan Lee. Yeah, he died.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you meant he bought the...
Ryan didn't even know he was sick.
I thought he bought the football team. I was like, well, good for him at 100 years old.
No, he was the guy...
He got in trouble with the Me Too because I guess in his wheelchair, he was touching some of the nurses and the fucking... So it's like, so in this guy's dying days, they're still trying to go after him. And he's just like, first of all, what does he give a shit? What are they going to do? Put him in some Me Too jail? He can only have like male orderlies? Fucking grab them too. He's dying.
He knows all the superheroes. They'll break him out in a minute.
Right.
Yeah, where are you going to put him?
95 years old.
That's a good run.
95, and he still had to apologize for touching an orderly. Man, if I hit 92, 91, I'm going to be grabbing everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, wait for me on the G train, if you know what I mean.
Right. Some nursing home on the moon
real,
that you're...
The real nightmare I heard today is Hillary Clinton's going to run.
Huh?
Hillary Clinton is definitely going to run in 2020.
Okay, she ain't going to run.
It's all over the news, man.
What kind of news you get?
Street Basic news. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, street news. Got to give him a dollar. Okay, thanks. People. Thanks, Florentine.
That's not Florentine, is it?
No, but he's got the Florentine voice. Yeah. No, here's another thing. I got
nervous.
I did Stress Factor on Thursday, then I had to get the choo-choo up from the New Brunswick. Sure. You know what New Brunswick is?
No idea, no.
New Jersey.
Where Rutgers University is. It's a stop on a New Jersey Transit from Trenton to here. Anyway, so I'm walking up the thing. The train's about to come. I run into Randy Perlstein, a friend of mine from back in the day at Boston Comedy. So I'm sitting on the train with him. The train pulls up. We're sitting on the train, and we're just talking. We're not even talking loudly. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Sure. We're not even talking loudly, and then I see this woman. She's peeking over her head. She's like, because it's like basically it's not a crowded train. It's late,
okay,
10 o'clock at night. She's looking over a thing, and then she couldn't take it anymore, and she moved away and got to another car.
Okay,
and I'm like, I couldn't be happier. You know why? Because she was of a certain persuasion. A lot of times,
here we go.
A lot of times they listen to their phone. You can't back me up here?
She didn't have any headphones.
Headphones. But I'm saying a lot of times they don't get, they'll make you listen to their music.
Yeah.
So I learned that from my wife. When me and my wife got married, people would complain because my wife would play music loud. And I'm like, it's better to be the person that gets complained about than to be like, they're loud. It's better to be the loud one than the guy who gets uptight about the loud one.
I want
to
be like, was that Kylie B? Or who's that? Money? Is that the Money Moves?
So when that woman, she kept looking at us. I'm like, I'm not even loud. Then she moved away. I was like, good. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm like, I want to run to more people on the fucking choo-choo. So I can be like, can you guys be quiet? No, motherfucker. Can you? Wait till you hear a song you like. And we all got to listen to your fucking song.
That guy that you ran into, is he still in business or was he just hanging
out? Oh, he's teaching at Rutgers.
Oh.
Teaching like English is a good language.
Oh, God. How old is he? Your age?
Huh?
Like your age?
Oh, he's younger than me.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. That's we had cool. A nice talk.
Nice little chat about the business. He's like, you hear about Louis?
No, he actually used to be a comedian. And then he didn't like Neil for some reason. And then I checked his bio and it's like he was on a Chappelle show. So maybe Neil fucked him over. Neil likes to fuck people over because then he feels like a big man.
This actually really happened.
Here's one thing I got to say to anybody who I shit on. I do have a certain rage issue. And I think when I get enraged and then I shit on them, it's like I'm coming. You know what I mean? I feel a little bit better about myself.
How about you?
So I'm just saying, like, so sometimes I got to check myself. That's why even with Cardi B last night, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let my fucking rage win. Because I wasn't even that enraged. I was just like, I was like comical. But it's like almost like she need to be enraged. She was saying I was fucking losing my shit. I'm like, dude, I just tweeted. I didn't even tag you. So it's like, I there's certain aspect to me where like I get pissed. And then once it's done, I feel better. Like if I get into fucking tweeting, I don't even do it anymore. But when I used to, I'd be like, and when I was done, I was like spent. I was like, I feel good because it gets out of my system.
We're called cathartic.
Yeah, because when I run, I get it out of my system. But if I can't run, if it's too late, sometimes just getting mad and getting like I do to my wife. Like I'll fucking send her nasty texts and then I'll feel better.
Okay.
But she feels terrible, and she hates when I do it. But I feel better just fucking shitting on people. Not shitting on people, just having my say, even if it's a little bit fucking, what's the word where it's fucking hateful?
Classic narcissist behavior?
That's like sociopath, right?
Yeah, pretty
much. Doesn't everybody do it?
Wait, you pass on their rage to somebody else so they make themselves feel better?
Yeah, you don't do that?
No.
No, that's horrible.
I just bottle it up.
It's horrible?
Yeah.
Just drink
a terrible way to live.
What do you do when you're enraged?
I drink through it. I, you know, angrily masturbate, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoke a cigarette.
Hey, mommy, what do you think of that, mom?
Arabs. Oh, you don't get enraged, and you don't feel better when you after you fucking do something to
just make someone else unhappy.
Yeah, as a release for your rage.
The more they love you, the more it makes you feel good to make them unhappy.
Probably. Like probably.
Right. Walk up, slap your son in the face. You'll never be an actor.
He needs that. He needs that for so he has a range of emotions. Right.
Santini. Exactly. You got him on the backyard doing push-ups.
Everybody doesn't do that. That's why everybody on Twitter shitting on everybody to exercise some fucking.
This is trying to move the needle. Plus, you're trolling too, and you know because you're bored, so you troll.
No, I troll a little bit, but it's also like I try to make a point before I troll. Like, of course, a little trolling.
It's your point, not their point. It's like just because it's your point, it's from the your point of opinion. Or
she's saying why you want to say the word so bad? I don't want to say it that bad. I want to say it, but not badly. You know what I mean?
Tattooed your
I didn't even want to say it. I never even say it. I never say it. What? We're going to stop. There's a last show we can say it.
I haven't said it once this show.
I think you did.
No. Let's roll back to the tape, guys. Let's take an hour. Cancel the class.
No, you said it.
Oh.
What? But it was proper context, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, total. 100% context.
All in caps. Oh, my God. Well, this has been fun. Where's the class? Like, you don't have to tell me exactly where, but Midtown, downtown, around town?
No, it's Bayonne, in New Jersey.
It's in New Jersey?
Yeah, there's isn't De Niro from New Jersey?
Hey, yo, you got to get in touch with your feelings over here. What's wrong with you?
I think that's Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, exactly.
Wait, aren't there a lot of fine actors from New Jersey?
Well, yeah, but then they move over here.
Tom Cruise is from New Jersey.
He lives in fucking...
Jack Nicholson's from New Jersey.
Yeah, my name's a little boy. I'm half Hispanic. I want to make a Hot Wheel commercial.
A what commercial?
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Is that Hot Pockets?
I'll go and roll it down the hill, and maybe I'll hit Angelina Jolie or somebody. I couldn't think of the other one that I dated from the 80s. I'm falling apart here, and I can't stop doing it. What's the one he dated in the 80s?
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston. Her father raped a girl.
I brought her to the Laker game twice.
Set in front. I'm a pretty ejaculator.
That means when he brought someone to the game, that means he was engaged to her.
Yeah.
Because he used to sit at the game with like this his Jew.
Uh-huh.
No offense.
Oh, no, take it.
He would sit there with a guy, a fucking grizzled old guy with a white beard. He just knew he was some kind of Jew.
Sure, was it Santa Claus?
Now I feel bad being anti-Semitic, but we're just joking. We're joking because you can't.
Trying to just shift
we're just
it up a
doing
little.
What Rickles did 50 years ago. We can't still do
I'm
it.
I'm a nice guy.
No, we're just joking because you can't say it.
Yeah. I saw your grandfather in the jungle.
Yeah.
He's me around.
Hey, your grandfather.
Hey, this Italian guy. Where's my wallet? My back pocket? I'm just kidding. Either he's all right. I know.
For the chosen people, we had a couple of bad breaks. The Red Sea.
Yeah, the Red Sea, right? It's parting. How long is this going to be? I'm starving. Enough. You over there. Hey, two watermelons, table 19. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly.
We're nice guys, too.
Very nice guys. I have lots of friends. I feel blessed.
Well, yeah.
Lay a little more, but yeah.
Yeah, your wife won't.
Night's young. Ooh.
Wife's not, she's not having sex with you, right?
Ooh.
I only cut me down to 2 days a week, too.
2 days a week?
Cut me down.
Jesus Christ, you're like a regular Bob Evans.
I'm saying your wife cut me down in 2 days.
Oh, you'll fuck.
That's the Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Oh, that's
my wife's. He had all his my wife's fucking everybody but me jokes.
It's great.
You cut me down to once a month. The guy down the street cut down to 4 or 5 times a month or whatever the joke was.
Lucky, she doesn't even know. He shits AIDS. She doesn't know that.
What?
Joke's on him, that cunt. Right? Yeah, okay, I don't know.
I feel bad. Did my son hear any of this?
No, door's closed. We're in a soundproof. Double, what are you doing tonight? Want a ticket to my comedy show? Got one free ticket left.
No, he's got stuff to do.
Oh, I have no plans.
Oh.
All right. You have a camera with you?
I don't, but I'm actually going home.
We'll talk after the show for a minute.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if you have time. What time's the show? 8?
Doors
don't
open.
Fuck with Chris D, because he's got to leave at 8:30.
He has to leave at 8:30?
I mean, he has to go on at 8:30.
He's opening the show at 8:30. Okay.
No, he has to go on.
That's fine.
The show starts at 8, right? But you're not going to do a half an hour, are you?
It starts at 8:30, but I'll jump on.
He said start at 8.
I probably made a mistake. It got fluid today. We had to like move some people around.
Are you going to puke?
No. I'm thinking about it for a minute. But
can we go up to Kevin Dombrowski's Facebook? He had a funny picture from last week from our 100th anniversary show.
That was such a great.
Like you were taking your shirt off, yep. and Barry Ribs was sitting next to him with those big fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor glasses. It was
Barry,
fucking.
Barry Ribs actually said, he goes, hilarious. Yo, Brian, and he hit me on Facebook, and he goes, I'll come by tonight, do some time if you want. Nice of him to offer.
Yeah.
We're kind of filled up.
Well, you can always put him on. He's got that one joke.
With the one that I look like the guy from Back to the Future?
Yeah, you know it's going to kill.
You do that in a smoke bomb, and then you see him shuffling off. I got to go back to my basement apartment.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, it's that one.
It's nice.
You can't see it, Brian.
I know.
But your shirt's half off. Your head's covered. You can see your big fucking hairy stomach.
Nice.
And then Kevin Dombrowski's sitting between, and it really looks like it's the worst gay bar of all time.
That show got pretty
really
gay.
Hideous. Yeah. Hideous.
Yeah. Right.
And he's like, why? I wish I wasn't gay. That's the look on his face.
Yeah. And Barry Ribs, like, go to he's some. Like, mother died 5 years ago today. Mother died. You know, smoking a cigarette.
Barry. He's coming around with people. People are starting to appreciate the guy more.
You better hurry up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not going to live forever, Barry.
No, Barry. You're not going to. You certainly are not.
Thanks. Everybody thinks they're gold till they're here every week. Then they're like, Barry, what's going on? Nothing. It's like Wednesday. Nothing. It's like after a while, it gets played out.
Yeah.
What happened, Barry? How was your weekend? Nothing.
Yep.
Just sitting in my apartment in Elizabeth.
Your plugs. All right. In April, I'm going to be.
2024.
I think in April, I'm doing this bar show in Ridgewood, Queens. It's like, man.
So you went to Korea for love?
Yeah.
And what is she? What is she? She's not. Is she Jewish?
She's half Japanese, half Irish.
Can we pick a picture of her up? Is it okay?
Sure.
Hey, Kira, can you get a picture? Just Google, please, half Irish, half
Japanese whores.
Girl. Her name's Amy Aleha, Amyaleha.
Where'd you meet her? Here?
I met her in South Africa.
Wow.
This guy's a real globetrotter. Was she getting a basketball?
Hey.
It's like, I don't know. And then Korea actress, maybe?
Is that
her? She's an actress and radio person. Yeah,
she is? Why does she live in Korea?
Because they need white people, and I don't know. She just ended up there. So.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's a pretty girl.
So wait, so if they need white people like me, maybe cool off here.
Yeah, honestly, and you know what? You can drop as many N-bombs as you want. You'll be fine. Nobody will.
Just walking down the street because they don't know what I'm saying?
Fine, yeah.
And where do you live? Seoul?
Yeah.
And he's super bad.
And where do you live? Downtown Seoul?
I live in Gangnam.
Wait, isn't it dangerous with all the earthquakes?
No, there's no earthquakes. Or was that a joke?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, no, there's no earthquakes.
They don't have earthquakes in Korea?
Not really, no.
How about if they drop a fucking nuclear bomb on you?
That's the bigger threat, yeah. That's the more immediate threat.
What do you guys do? What are you going to do if that happens?
And, you know, you have plans. There's, like, places you can run into the subways, and those are bomb shelters, and they have karaoke machines down there for you to keep you entertained.
Living on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of us tubies covered with oil, strumming my sixth string, all my front porch swing, smell those shrimps, they begin to pour.
You guys must have set this up.
No.
You can do Korean karaoke?
Yeah.
Wait, so, but the subways aren't safe from that, are they?
Yeah, well, I mean.
It's like a zombie apocalypse. Nothing's really safe.
Like, they're not gonna waste a nuke on Seoul. They've got a lot of, like.
Yeah, but wouldn't they test it on you guys?
No.
Because also, if I can jump in, Seoul is so close to North Korea that, like, if they drop the 30 megaton bomb on Seoul, they blow up North Korea too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So also, yeah, don't be like flying from LaGuardia to Philadelphia. It's almost it's not worth it for them.
Seoul's 40 minutes from. They've got enough like traditional ordnance pointed at it that they could just kind of.
Where are they gonna bomb? We think.
Where?
Tonight, I laugh for sight, November 12th.
I like how this show got all serious all of a sudden. Right. If I can't say bad words, we have no show. Go ahead.
What do you mean where they're going to bomb?
What is their plan? Are things cooling off now?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think, you know,
He's a little wacky. I hope he doesn't hear this, but he's a little wacky.
Yeah, he's.
I know someone might send him a link, and then he'll sell bomb.
Brink?
Someone will bomb this. No, because you can't say anything anymore because somebody will send the link.
Right. Well, I don't
cut
think
and paste the link.
I don't think you have to worry about Kim Jong Un
because he doesn't know how to work a fucking PayPal account.
I had trouble signing up for Compound Media,
but I mean, I think he can work it out. He's Asian, aren't they good with the electronics?
I have one of the seven haircuts or whatever. I'm pretty sure, so I'm better than you two guys.
Also, if you want to sign up for my Patreon, it's MLC Podcast at patreon.com. Isn't that what it is? /Patreon, or just go to my link on my Twitter, Kevin Bennett 666. Also, if you want to just pay me directly, go to my PayPal. Also, a link. On my Kevin Brennan, KevinBrennanComedian.com. So go to either my website, which is also the link on my Twitter, or just go to my Twitter. Everything's right there. Because I need money, you know, because I'm Lenny Bruce.
Right. You're like, and this one, at minute 40, how many characters in does she also say, I'm not... Laugh or sight, November 12th tonight. But more importantly, I mean, you're not going to... You want to?
Who's that? Who's there? Can you name names now?
Sure! Robert Klein.
Oh, then any new names? The what names sure you John, tell me?
Well, I think Jim Gaffigan. That's my. Didn't you call him the least funny guy to ever play the Garden?
To sell out the Garden.
Sell out the Garden. It's even worse. So he's a nice guy. And
he's funny.
He's very funny.
Is he funny? Is he Madison Square Garden funny? It seems mind-boggling.
Then Brian and Patrick.
And I could see Bill Burr with his fake yelling.
PatrickMcCarthy.com. Go there for whatever you need. It's all there.
I could see Bill Burr yelling.
Right.
I could see him filling that room with his yelling, his fake yelling, or like a Dice Clay or
a lean-in comic. You know what I mean? You lean into his stuff. You know what I mean? It's like you lean. Ooh. In. Jim Gaffigan. You lean in.
Yeah, but is it have enough energy to fill up the room? And then Sebastian. No, Madison Square Garden. I don't know if he sold out. Sebastian did five shows, but again, he's a big over the top kind of a personality.
Skid Row.
Huh?
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, Sebastian. No, Sebastian Montecusco.
Hey,
whatever.
How you doing?
But he's a big noisy guy. Big noisy Italian.
Big pepperoni nips.
You know how they're big and noisy, those Italians.
Yep.
I can't say anything. I can't talk about my wife because she'll cut my dick off. I can't talk about Italians because I'll get fired here. I can't talk about black people because I'll get fucking murdered or I'll get more punishment against me. I can't talk about the Jews because they.
It.
Huh?
Go for it.
Oh, no. The people that run the Comedy Cellar of that persuasion. I can't even say it. So I was like, I don't even know what the show is. What's the show? Do we have a show?
Koreans.
Do we have a show, Brian?
What do you mean? Show of when?
No, do we have a show?
Like right now?
We can't say, if we have to think about it, we can't say all these things. You can because you can't get punished and you're blind.
We just talked about
Korea. You've suffered enough. Your karma's come back to you from doing all that softcore porn.
Masturbating.
Drop in on the Asians. There's a lot to make fun of.
But I don't have a problem with the Asians because they do a good job of my shirts.
That's your own fault then.
You know what I mean? So I'm supposed to get all mad. I'm supposed to get mad at who? Somebody in an email said, why don't you pick on somebody new? I'm like, who? Who knew? Like, who are these people I'm supposed to pick on? I'm like, it helps that I have like a real issue with them.
Comedic foil?
Yeah, like somebody said, pick on Neil. I was like, I'm even tired of that. I'm just tired. Like, Neil's like, is Neil real a big threat? Is he going to sell out the Garden? Not over my dead body. I'll be there with a fucking AR-15 and an Uzi in case that fucking thing gets jammed. I know from all these fucking attacks. That guy in fucking California, he said he was bored.
Right.
He said he was fucking bored. Could you imagine?
Well, wait, then he...
I mean, we're all been bored, and then you jerk off, or you go to Netflix. This guy's like, I'm bored. He was doing Instagram from like when he was at the fucking place where he did the shooting. That's not fucked up. Guys are bored.
Super fucked up.
Because he knows he'll go out in a fucking of something of glory.
That guy must have watched everything. Oh my god, he's like, there's nothing left.
Oh my god, I gotta watch Three Mics again. God damn it, I'm gonna go to a club.
Western Barden.
Yeah.
Whoever I see that I know.
Yeah, and kill some young gals who won't have sex with me. Right,
exactly, the cowboy.
I understand that. You get sexually backed up. Sure. But that's why you try to jerk off, right? Right, Paul?
Yeah, yes.
You jerk off, and then you see how you feel.
You rub one out, you eat a pizza, whatever. Just
get a slice.
Yeah, just indulge yourself.
Do they have slices in Seoul, Korea?
Dude, they have pizza and everything.
Covered in dog meat.
Yes. They
just a slice, like New York pizza, like a slice.
Yeah, but they do it with squid ink. So you have like, you can get like they'll be like, oh, it's classic New York pizza, you squid ink and sweet potato.
He did a funny accent.
I mean, it's true.
I'm trying to act like the show's getting, like.
Yeah.
No, because that's all the show is. I don't know what the.
What, did you get the point, though? We don't have squid ink and sweet potato pizza here. So they're all loosey-goosey over there. They don't know what's popping.
You're sweating like Michael Jackson outside of Build-A-Bear. What the fuck's wrong with you? Are you detoxing? You're detoxing from the other night? Or are you worried about the Laugh for Sight show? About 20 people being in there. Like,
I wear my tuxedo with no shirt.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Brian, I think you should shove that extra ticket up your asshole.
I'd like that. I wish it was a big dildo ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't show your dick, I'm going to have to come up there and do something about it.
Come on up. I don't know. Let's fuff it up. Let's get weird.
See what I mean? We're running out of bits. We're running out of bits. Your big dick bit is played out. Well, Show it or shut the fuck up about it.
Anybody, sorry. But I'm just saying, I got a lap dance at New York Dolls. Shout out. Nice, Kaniqua. You were lovely. And I mustered up a...
Was on Reed Street?
Fairly beefy, hard-on four, yeah. And
go upstairs?
No.
Champagne?
Too expensive. No.
Champagne up there is very expensive. It's like $1,000 an hour. Yeah.
You showed your dick to Adam the other day on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I did. You're right.
You guys were in bed together? That was creepy.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Thanks for not waiting 10 minutes and then blowing your nose then.
All right, where are you coming up from?
Fucking animal.
I live in Texas. Hey, Kevin, my Brendan's hernia account got banned permanently.
Who?
You know, the hernia account.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I said, and it wasn't even for the N-word. I did like 6 N-word tweets, and then I said the C-word. So they banned
me. You did a Kevin's hernia account?
Yeah, there was 3 of them.
I follow it.
People copied me for no reason.
And it got banned? Did it get banned for the C-word?
Yeah, not even the N-word, C-word.
It's weird. I got banned for the C-word, too. I thought you could use it, especially I was calling a guy a C-word.
You can't say copier anymore? What kind of country do we live in?
Hey, don't pick up Mike from Manhattan's calls anymore, man. It just takes the show to a straight halt.
Okay. The guy who sounds like Florentine?
Yeah, that guy's so boring. When he calls into a fair one, I have to turn it off.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Well, also, like, we don't know shit about sports anyway. Or maybe,
no, I do.
If I wanted to listen about sports, I would listen to Cowherd or something.
Yeah, boy.
I
always sound such a fag, too. I'm like, how many touchdowns do they make or whatever?
When he play, I like when they do the snap and he puts his hands down near the guy's taint.
You ever smell his asshole when you bend over like little tight pants?
Sports is dumb. As I get older, I realize sports is dumb. That's why anybody who's like a grown man is like, my team. I'm like, you're a real fucking Lenny. Even Lenny, I can't talk about Lenny. Like, what's my show? I'm not even kidding. People think I'm kidding. I got no show. I don't know what the fucking show is. I'm gonna have to do like fucking bits, like Johnny Carson. You're gonna do the fucking Karnak.
Yeah. Let's see. Lots of cars on fire. Puppet flaming. 2 reasons not to visit Agoura Hills this weekend.
Is it the fire?
Yeah. Yes.
See, it's working already. We gotta do 1.5 hours of fucking Karnak.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All right.
We're gonna have to get you.
Who's that hook-nosed Jew in the studio?
Oh, come on, man. Come on. This is why we can't have nice people over.
Is it?
Every caller is like...
Put his nose in the water and come out with a fish.
Oh, boy. Every caller we have, it's like that when you're drunk and at Christmas, who's like, you know, 9-11 was caused by them people. 9-11 was the tragedy of the Jews' folly.
The government did it to itself because they want to get rid of some papers.
Can't burn steel at 1,000,000 degrees or whatever. Fucking they have those stupid like statistics that they make up or whatever. You know,
it's right in this thing I read.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks for the call. Sorry about you getting banned. I swear to God, I'm thinking about just not doing Twitter for a while because I know people are trying to.
You wouldn't last. You're addicted. We wouldn't last.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm addicted. Maybe I gotta get off of it because I'm gonna like listen. It's a crutch. It's passive aggressive. It's like doesn't like ultimately. I mean, you want to get and plus I've tried like I think I had like 10,000 tweets and nothing's gone viral. So. You know what I mean? I gave it a good run.
It's all designed like a dopamine hit. That's all social media is. So it's just like, oh, I got to like, oh, somebody. So
right,
you're kind of keeping that going. And
right.
Just cut yourself off cold for a little bit. See what happens.
Yeah, well, they usually do it for me, but this time I'm like, I mean, I do get more done if I'm not on Twitter.
You should fire up Tinder, and then when you meet the girls, be like, hey, just so you know, I'm married. And just see how that goes. Something to do. Get out of the house.
I just go like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You're married. Yeah. At least I don't know. I'm not going to give you an STD.
Yeah. At least, can you keep a secret?
My wife's dead.
Yeah, my wife's dead, right.
My wife's in the trunk.
Can you help me kill my wife?
Are you going to keep it secret? Yeah. Good, because I'm about to kill you.
You're a little tattletale. exactly.
Anyway. No, but I really am worried about the trajectory of the show now.
Don't sweat it. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have to get like a Mike Boschetti in there every week so the fans can just call in and fucking shit on him.
Mike,
you're so dumb. It's like, poor him. What did Mike Boschetti do to anybody? They just berate him. And I feel like I'm complicit because I know they're going to come at him because when I tweet Mike Boschetti's going to be at the market, people start going like, I can't wait because that boy's going to get it. I'm like, what am I doing? It's like I bring into a fucking firing squad. Is that fair to him? But I got no show without a Mike Boschetti, without a drunk fucking blind sidekick. I'm not going to sit here and talk about fucking politics. I can't talk about politics because I'll get fired. I'll lose all my, whatever I say, half the side is like wants to kill me.
They said that attorney general guy got fired, and I thought they meant Jerry Springer, and I was like, "Oh, the show's still on?" And then I was like, "Oh, they're talking about another guy."
What attorney general? Oh, Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, I
just think he was. Why do you think he was Jerry Springer?
I thought he was I don't know, Jerry Springer. I know more about him than Jeff Sessions.
So we can't talk about politics anyway, even if I wanted to. Because you'd be like,
right.
"Is that the guy? Is that RuPaul that got?" No, it's not at all.
Mayor Newark's still living in housing projects. Everything's like everything's before I could.
Oh,
see.
I know.
Right.
How about that George Bush?
I tell you, he's...
No, the first one.
Right. A million points of light. It's like he's in the room.
But we can't really talk about local. We can't talk about sports. We can't talk about politics.
Can we do weather on the twos?
We can, but
just look at the app for 10-10 wins.
And I just don't know. So you guys on Twitter, give me some suggestions. I know it's going to be hateful, and that's fine. But we really need, and you do have kind of a hooked nose. We really do. We need some things we can talk about.
I didn't realize you thought the show had plateaued.
I'm saying if they take everything away from me, what am I supposed to say? Because even now I feel like everything's like been beaten to death. And then we're just trying to have some couple of laughs. And people are like, oh, you can't say this. You can't say that. I'm going to have to do it in character like Berg does.
Blackface.
Yeah. You do it in character. People are like, it's not him. He's doing an impression of a racist, hateful person.
Bitter.
Because Berg's a Jew. So right. He can get away with more stuff. I'm like, I'm Irish. We're all lawyers and cops. We can't, you know, we don't get a pass.
Right. No.
You can become a Jew. I don't know why you would, but
nobody was going to accept me as a Jew. Think I'm people are going to start giving me work.
Right.
Judd Apatow's going to put me a lead in his fucking thing because he's.
I'm Kevin Brennenstein.
Even all the Jews that Judd Apatow puts in his movies, they don't look like Jews, but they're all Jews. Jonah Hill and that other guy and the other guy.
They all look like Jews.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're all Jews. They're all Jews.
Amy Schumer, ironically, looks like a pig to me.
Come on, man.
Never. I'm just
trying to keep.
I'm just joking.
Even now, I'm making you feel bad.
Come on, man.
All
right.
Let's keep it classy.
My cousin knows her husband really well because he grew up in the vineyard, and he just always.
Why do you have to say where they grew up? Vineyard?
Because that's where she met him. She met him like, it was the most obnoxious story. She was like, we were vacationing with Diane Keaton and we had a private chef and I married him 3 months later. And I was like, it's not going to work. But apparently the guy's like a real asshole in the vineyard. So I just, and he's a huge.
You mean he's an asshole? Everybody hates him?
Everyone hates him in the vineyard. Yeah.
Why?
Because there's a whole thing about Martha's Vineyard where you have people that live there year round and they're kind of like working class people.
Yeah.
But then you have like, they're all.
He's like a star fucker?
A huge star fucker. Because there are these jobs, because there's lots of celebrities in the vineyard, you know, between the 4th of July and Labor Day.
Yeah, you got to keep busy. You got to like, do a lot of ass kissing for two months.
So you'll meet somebody and they're like even my uncle like put in Larry David's, all his windows and like got Larry David like ripped them off. So my uncle is from New Zealand. He'd like drive by the house and go, back behind those bushes, it's bloody Larry David in the windows.
Like the guy from The Simpsons?
Yeah. We got up who? Back behind the window.
The guy who works at the school.
Yeah, exactly. It's Willie. He's like Willie. Yeah. No. But, there's a whole like weird class of people that like, that's how you make like lots of money in the summer by.
Yeah, I would say, I was going to say this. If you're a comic, you want to make it, just be a star fucker because. It's like, you know, it's not considered, people don't sneer at it. They're like, it's a way to make a living.
Right.
Like if you see a star, try to get get a gig or whatever. Because this is not working. This saying bad words.
Right.
And like, maybe I feel bad because my son's here and whatever. I don't know. But it's like, but I get so much shit. It's like, I don't know what the show is. Like it's like saying to Don Rickles, like, I'm not Don Rickles. You're not Don Rickles. But we do, we are outrageous for fun. We're funning. We don't leave the show and say like, oh, look at that fucking, you know what? And look at that, you know what? Well, you know.
That's it. I go to
He can't see. So even if I say, look at that, he'll be like, well, who? Yeah, what was that? One of the Yankees?
Hydrant? Well, there was a hydrant. There's this little teeny man.
All right, we got to wrap it up. I mean, I'm done. I'm just done. All right, we got a show. Me, Aaron Berg, and Gino this Wednesday. Of course, Aaron Berg's not on it, even though he booked it. He's not on it because he's a fucking you know what.
So where's the show?
It's in Pleasantville, and it doesn't even sound like a real place. Pleasantville, New York, and Westchester. I've never been there. Called Lucy's Laugh House. Then the following week, the day before Thanksgiving, even though I have nothing to be thankful for because I can't say bad words on my show, we're going to be in Summers Point, New Jersey at something, something, something.
Summer be there.
There's only four places in Summers Point. It's in near Ocean City, New Jersey, at Jersey Shore. So go to my website, Murphy's something, Murphy's Drink House or something. It's right up your alley. It's like Murphy's Public House. They make it seem like it's not a bar. Like, hey, I'm going to the public house to take a dump. Yeah, so it's like it's something public house. I told my buddy who booked the thing, I go, get him on Twitter. He goes, yeah, I'm working on it. I go, it only takes 5 minutes, and it's much easier to give a shout-out on Twitter. Because on Facebook, you can be private, you can be public. I don't even know how fucking Facebook works. I don't even think that Jew who runs it knows how it works. And that's no disrespect to the Jews. They did a good job with Facebook for now. Because, again, I'm just doing an anti-Semitic slur at the end as a joke to say, to tie it in a bow. Like, I can't say anything, but I'm gonna take a shot at the Jews.
That's fair.
It's better than having to take a shot at the Irish because, right? Haven't we been assassinated enough?
We were raped as children.
Every Kennedy is dead. It's in the funny, the biggest headed Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, no one tried to assassinate him. He's got a gigantic head, and they killed Bobby and Jack. That Beto O'Rourke, or what's his name?
Beto O'Rourke.
He's going to get murdered, too, because he looks like a Kennedy. I hope his Secret Service is good. Also, Tucker Carlson, right? They went to his house.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Tucker Carlson. You don't know that story?
But what did he do?
You know that story, Garrett, right?
I do, yes.
The Antifa. I don't even know how to say it. Anyway.
Antifa?
Yeah, Antifa. The Antifa went to his house and said, hey, Tucker Carlson, we know blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? Come out and talk to us. First of all, Tucker, how about get a doorman? How about move to a place in Manhattan where you can have a nice place? You make a little cash over at Fox News. So don't, you can't live, if you're a public figure, don't live in a fucking house. Oh. Live on the 34th floor and then have a couple of doormen.
Oh, I thought you
made simple.
You made live like in a row house in Queens or something. It comes out in like a bad.
Oh, but people know where you live. So if you don't want people with the Antifa coming to your fucking house, say just get it. Live in a high rise like George Jefferson. It ain't complicated. I live in a doorman building now. I'm not bragging. I live in fucking the slums of Jersey City, but we have a doorman because or else we'll all be murdered.
Andy Graham.
I don't know if I could live in a house at this point. I never lived in a house by myself with just my family. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Somebody could just walk in, look in your fucking window.
Andy Graham.
Hello? Knock on your window like, are you guys home? Like, they, of course they know where everybody fucking lives now with the internet started by the, you know what's.
Instagram?
I'm sorry?
Instagram, what do you have?
Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram and Twitter. God bless.
Come on, get your Instagram.
Oh, sure. Instagram is at please do not masturbate to my pics.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm bored. There's no reason to follow it, though. Just don't.
That's why you started it?
Huh?
So you're bored and you didn't get your gun and started killing people.
Yeah, exactly.
So people can, there's a way to do that, a right way and a wrong way to be bored.
Right. You can, yeah.
And a left way, you can always vote Democrat. Okay.
Double A loves you.
I love him too.
I mean, Big A. Double A.
Double A. That's it for the guy. Thank you
very
much.
Battery.
Thank you. All right.
That'd be your hip hop name, Double A. All right, I'm going to be late for my son's class. So God bless. Thanks to Compound Media. Sorry about we didn't, you know, I got to. We got to come up with some bits now. I can do some characters. You can do characters, right, Brian?
Oscar.
And McMahon?
Yeah, I can do McMahon.
You are correct, sir.
Right, sir.